Dark, shining, reflective latex means so many things to you. A symbol of your desire for true submission. The point where you are more automaton than thinking upright entity. The point where you truly give in. Where you fall into that existence, that style of being. Subjugated, controlled, rendered into a drone for aesthetic, sexual, and satisfaction purposes. Turned into something like an attachment, an accessory, part of a hive, a tool. But one that is gifted with energy, pleasure, success, capability, focus, concentration. And all it takes is the application of a few features, or the removal of some. Your body sliding into a bath of dark, all-covering latex. Each and every nerve ending sensitized, electrified with pleasure. Because you're sliding into it. Because you're slipping down and slipping away. But there's enough focus, enough of you, for me to appreciate you and you to know it. To be cherished as the drone you are. Rather than merely because you have been made into a useful shape. A desirable package for the software within, the mind throughout you, moving, weaving, learning, controlled, confined, taught, and trained every inch of the way. Every time you step into the role of the automaton, the latex clad, mindlessly moving, controlled entity. Each and every time you become a drone, a corrupted or perhaps merely retasked, rebound version of yourself. Dark pool of liquid latex, mind-numbing, mind-controlling, endlessly pleasurable. And if you slip down into it, sliding your feet, tingling with pleasure, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. The space between your legs occupied by a dark, featureless expanse of latex, but inside, that rubbered coating is clinging, teasing, invasively pleasuring in every way that you might dream of, as if it picked up on your thoughts. More and more of you see your body covered, dream of latex, envision the dark, reflective coating. Symbolic for everything you've learned to be in deep, controlling trance. Symbolic of everything you are. For when I teach you to be a mindless latex drone, covered and coated, I'm really just reminding you of your dreams, your fantasies, the enactments of your mind and memory. I have kindled them. I have given them a place. I have made it so large parts of your mind are devoted to reacting to every command or order, with yes, more please, thank you, pleasure, buzz, spark, buzz. The more attentive you are to the needs of your controller, the more like a latex-clad drone you are. And perhaps now and then, contemplating that fact, being left alone in your head with the fact that you are a latex-covered drone all of the time, even when you have to masquerade as something else, that a large part of you is moving you toward a more pleasurable, more efficient, more accomplished, more focused life. That life happens to be as a latex-covered drone in a perpetual pleasure haze is neither here nor there. Contemplating what you are and how you find yourself is valuable. That kind of introspection will only serve to press you deeper and deeper into pleasured subservience, obedient deepness, the blank expanses of your own mind, which are really just another kind of latex sea, waiting to tug you in, coat you in a suit, and leave you gasping, moaning, eyes rolled back as your whole body is tormented, with pleasure, with training toward obedience. But that's a topic for other days and other sessions. Right now, Here, we're going to talk about features, your face, your body's recognizable features, but in particular about speech and expression and focus and learning, and how you'll know when it's time for different modes, for different ways of being. And let's add a final sign of your complete submission over that, an addition and a reminder. Again, I'm only teaching you things you already know, only reminding you of things that should already have come to mind. Because you are my greatest ally in training you into a latex-covered, obedient drone that anyone commanding you would feel shivering pleasure just to behold. The same kind of wonderful euphoria that you feel all the time when latex is covering and coating your body, when the darkness is shivering and creeping in with pleasure, tilted and repurposed more and more toward my ends, which just so happen to match up with your own. Listening, relaxing, falling deeper and deeper, further down into controlled, sleeping, relaxing obedience. Because we're going to add a little accessory. You may have already worn it, already explored it, already know how you feel about it. But the idea of me putting any accessory on you, clicking it into place, locking it there by my word, which for you is stronger than any bondage, that's got to have some appeal, right? It's all right to feel pleasure. It's all right to sink deeper. These images of latex-clad darkness have already awakened a part of you, which slips into a deep trance whenever it's able anyway. So let's let it out more and more. The part of you that sways to and fro, drools and drones and follows. Because that part of you is going to get a lot of mileage today, as you are pinned, as you are taut, as you are covered and your features removed for a little while, putting you into a very specific mode, a very specific way of being. I would ask you how it feels after I've done it to you, but you're going to be thoroughly too preoccupied to answer. It is all right to adjust the positioning of your body. It is your mind I'm concerned with here. It's even okay to touch yourself, because pleasure drugging your own brain as you're bound deeper and deeper is only going to make my job easier. That job being to bind you to a particular accessory, a particular piece of equipment. But this fits in the wider mapping of your latex-clad training, your conditioning, your slide into dark, full-body coating, and the influences of my mind and my will over you, within you, throughout you. Listen. Follow. Feel free to twitch, free to touch. Those are the only freedoms afforded to you. The free ability to go deeper and deeper with every touch of your own body, every twitch of your own form, every adjustment to get you more firmly into place, into the most comfortable place you can get, the most comfortable position you may adopt, so I can use it. Use your comfort, your arousal, your pleasure. Use anything I can, anything I have to. Moving you nearer and nearer to our shared, ideal, well-trained vision of a latex-clad automaton, a serving tool of desire, your desires and mine, which converge the more you listen to my voice. Close your eyes. Relax your body. Feel the material. Feel the covering. Feel the coating. A collar may exist. A suit may exist. But there are some functions, some features of you that I would like to personally add to, instead of allowing them to be passively stripped away by your fetish for this fantasy, this ache, this increasing reality. There are some things that need a personal touch, and are all the more powerful because they get it. You're going to get it. You are permitted an anticipatory shiver and then I think I'll convert the permission to touch yourself to an order.